All right. I will go sign.
Thank you, Lucinda. I'd like to take a little bit of time now to reflect upon Lucinda's time as Madam Chair. I was thinking the other day, the first time that I met her. It was shortly after I went on the beef board. I believe it was a summer conference in Reno. And I was outside one of the conference rooms, and I met this extremely energetic, passionately involved in the beef business, and a good friend of hers, Jenny Sin. From that very first meeting, I was struck by her, not only her high energy level, but her degree of focus and her degree of interest in doing the best possible job she could for the people who pay into the checkoff. And in her time on the beef board, she has brought a unique perspective to this beef board group, both as a dairy woman hailing from the state of Massachusetts, where there are not a great deal of cattle, but a tremendous population who we would like to have as our customers. And she has constantly reminded us that there is this disparity between beef producing states with not so many people and those states that have not many cattle, but a tremendous number of people. By the act in the order, there is no beef council in her state, and her position on the board represents 8 states: Connecticut, Delaware, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Vermont. Ran out of fingers there. That's almost a job in itself. But as she indicated to you, she is not only involved in the beef industry, she's in the dairy industry. And she has multiple other volunteer activities that she takes part in. I absolutely cannot believe how she can do it. We can meet for days on end and be totally exhausted, and she will catch a red eye out of Denver, get home, not home, arrive in Hartford, drive home for about an hour, and go to work. And on other days, she'll work, finish her part-time job, drive to Hartford, get on a plane, and come meet us wherever we're having a beef board activity. I cannot believe that anybody can do so much. And I asked Daryl today, how is it possible? And his response was, she gets by on very little sleep. Lucinda has brought a fresh set of eyes to the activities of the beef board. She came to us with no preconceived idea of how things should be or how they were. Instead, her leadership style was one of asking, why do we do the things the way we do? And sometimes it turned out that asking questions was a better way to conduct business than assuming that all the answers were there. Now, as Lucinda's husband, Daryl, has already been introduced, I don't think it was mentioned that he's the 12th generation on the land that he is operating his dairy on. What I would like to do now, though, is ask Daryl to stand together with the spouses of all the beef board members who are here tonight. Please stand. Without you, we on the beef board could not do our jobs. Without you, we know it, and I'm not sure everyone always recognizes it, but there would simply be no way we could leave our ranches if it weren't for you to pick up the pieces that seem to fall off. The wheels seem to fall off the wagons whenever we leave town. And we're just very grateful for what you do to make it possible for us to do what we do. Lucinda, it's tough to say this, but you have really been amazing in your role as the chairperson. You have brought us together as an officer team working with our CEO. You have melded together a very effective team, and your devotion to wanting to do things right, your devotion, your interest in taking the best course of action, and your incredible ability to focus on the smallest details is an inspiration to all of us. I mean, we could put together a document, we could review it, and staff could review it, and we'd run it by Lucinda just to be sure, and she would always find something. That kind of attention has been very helpful in helping us to form the team that we have the team that we have today. I have a little personal story to tell you. Two summers ago, we went to Europe and to Russia on a trade tour. And it was an incredible trip, except for one small thing. 2 days before we were to leave, I stepped out of a tractor wrong, and I heard this ripping sound, and it was something in my knee. And I really didn't think I could go, but the doctor said it'll hurt, but you won't damage any worse. You know, with that kind of advice, you wonder if you're going to the right doctor. But anyway, I did make the trip, and Lucinda's caring and her helping to make sure that I could progress through the turnstiles, the subways, and the airports and everything was just tremendously helpful and rewarding. And this is not only something she did on a trip. She has always been looking out for her colleagues. She's always interested in knowing what she can do to help us when we should be the one helping her in her role. You know, I don't know how many of you have seen it, but she just has this tremendous interest in people and in knowing where they are. And it's not a feigned interest. She honestly cares about all the people who serve on this board. Lucinda, there are a lot more things I could say, but I'm afraid I'll break up before I say them all. So thank you for your leadership. Thank you for the opportunity of being able to serve with you.
Just want to say that on that same trip, when we got back and we spent 2 weeks together, and it was a pretty intense 2 weeks with Dave and Dan and Tom and I, along with some MEF folks. And at the end of that trip, sent an email to Dan and talking about how great it was to be back home again, and how how much we'd gotten done and how great we felt about what we were able to accomplish and how grateful we were to be able to have that experience. And Dan sent me back this wonderful email, and in it he said, "It is so good to be home, but boy, I really miss my CBB family." And that has always stayed with me, and it has absolutely been true. It's been more than just a volunteer commitment. It really has turned into really very much a family affair, and I just thank all of you for being part of that.
We have a few gifts for Lucinda. First of all, we normally give a plaque that has a kind of a larger version of what you have there, but it has a kind of a bust, pardon the expression, of, you know, it's all. Well, I don't know. If you've worked with somebody for a long time, you tend to take on some of their characteristics. You use some of their phrases or you know, whatever verbiage. And Lucinda, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but in the Northeast, in the New England states, they say "you know" a lot. You know what I mean? Every sentence has a "you know" in there, even though you don't know, but they always say you know. And so I started saying, I don't know, tell me. And so she's been trying to stop doing that because she likes to, you know, kind of work on improving everything. She's constantly in improvement mode. Everything we talk about, she says, I am working on that. I don't have enough hours in the day to worry about all the problems I have. But anyway, now she's giving me a hard time every time I say you know, which is what I just did then, and that's why I cracked up and you thought I was kind of weird. But anyway, so this... So it has a kind of a strange picture of the chairman and kind of a quote down here about the wonderful things she's done in terms of leadership and all those things, friendship. And we thought we'd do something a little different for Lucinda because she's so special. And she had a nice article in the paper there in her local Northampton paper. So Charlotte came up with a great idea to actually put the article on a plaque like this and says, Lucinda Williams, Chairman, Cattlemen's Beef Board, 2009. And I thought that would be a little more meaningful to you because she was very proud of the article, did a great job on it. We're very proud of her, and I just want to say a few more words. First of all, we found out over the years that Lucinda does not like to shop.
Now, I know
there's a lot of husbands out there that are very envious right now, I know, but Lucinda absolutely loathes shopping. And I don't know what that means exactly because I've never experienced that. But so we got her a gift certificate at a place I won't mention because she doesn't normally like to shop and it's a little different. We got her a nice gift certificate. And we appreciate everything you do. I don't know if Dan told you that that she has endless energy, but he probably didn't say what our nickname was for her. For a while, we just called her EB. But that's for Energizer Bunny. Because every time we got together, it was just endless energy with a smile. And you can picture that little bunny rabbit going around doing this with a big smile on his face all the time. And she was always so optimistic and always so positive and always that energy that even when we were in Russia, 11:30 at night, 12 o'clock at night, as you know, the sun goes down a lot later when you're way up north like that. And it felt like it was about 9, and she's still wandering around Russia asking us to go walking with her. And in Moscow, luckily, we were very safe there, and we made it alive, except for one little night. We were leaving a late McDonald's. We'd gone to a show, and we spent some time with Thad Lively, who was with us, and Thad decided he was just going to go off on his own and walk back to the hotel, which looked like it was about 5 miles away, by the way. It's about midnight, and we were with Galina, the representative in Moscow, and instead we walked over to where her apartment was, which was pretty close, and then we just said, we'll just take a cab from here. So we go down to this main street, and Galina says, you just stand over there, and Galina goes over and starts waving. We're thinking, oh, she's just hailing a cab, no big deal, this is going to be great, and all of a sudden these two or three cars come pulling over, and we're thinking, those don't look like cabs, that's kind of weird, and she goes over and she, you know, speaking Russian, of course, we have no idea what's going on, and what we're just assuming she's negotiating the price. You know, a lot of times you go to an airport and they recommend you establish the fare before you take off, because once you're in there, the numbers just start reeling off like the gas station these days. And so we're assuming that's going on, and pretty soon, I think she shooed one of them off, and then so she goes to the second car, and we're thinking, what in the world is going on here? And it's this minivan, this old white Dodge minivan that most of us sold 10 years ago. This guy's driving this thing. And so she talks to him for a few minutes, and she comes walking over us and says, this one's okay. Of course, I'm thinking, what do you mean it's okay? And so he pulls up and opens that sliding door, and Galina just kind of pushes us off in there and says something in Russian, and off she goes, and we're in this van. And pretty soon we're realizing he doesn't speak any English, and he's not a cab driver. He's just a guy who, I guess in Moscow, people pull over when they see that people need transportation. They negotiate a price, and if they're going that way, they just take you over there and charge you a fare. So of course, here we are in Moscow, and you know, there I go.
You know. They don't know.
They don't know. I'm going to tell you about it. Immediately, Lucinda taps my leg, you know, because she kind of leans over and says, I don't think this is a taxi cab.
a really bright moment.
And I'm thinking, stay quiet. We don't want to let this guy know that we're on to him. You know, it's just. So she comes up with this bright idea. We're about halfway there, and we've never been in this part of town before, so nothing looks the same. I mean, we're used to those Seven Sisters or whatever, and these massive buildings that are all over the place. I'm guessing seven of them, but they're all over the place, and we kind of have a feeling for where we are. So Lucinda says, we're not going to the hotel. I do not recognize anything. I think we're going somewhere else. What are we going to do? Of course, I'm thinking, oh my gosh. It's hard enough keeping track of these three just doing normal business. But now we're in this whatever. I'm not even sure what it is. So she says, Tom, I think if you slide the door open and jump out, I'll jump out on top of you so I won't be hurt.
Oh, it's a great plan.
So luckily for me, just about that time we saw the hotel kind of off in the distance and everything was okay, and we you know, paid him the $20 or whatever it was. It was a pretty reasonable fare, but there was a time there where we were goners. So so that's probably one of the more fun stories we've had, but everything Dan said was so accurate, high energy. The other thing we learned, well, Dan said it so eloquently, but from my standpoint, she had another nickname after that because she takes care of everything. She thinks of everything. Daryl knows. I got that look from Daryl right there, and he said he did know. You know, I have a tendency to hang back because I want to let the officers go first and, of course, let ladies go first. But my natural tendency not to go, you know, take care of things haunted me because she didn't want Dave and Dan to have to climb in the back of the van. So every time I would hang back and let them get, not thinking about the fact that they were going to take their big bag. Oh, and their camera bags, of course. But this is not about them tonight. But they always had the big camera bag with them wherever they went. And she was constantly pushing me ahead. Tom, Tom, get in the back, get in the back, get in the back. Every single time. So wherever we went, she was always looking out for us. So she was mom during that trip for all of us. And it was very nice. So we really loved working with you, Lucinda. And you are a very caring person. I can see why she has that mom thing. There are 7 kids living under her roof for a few years there, all at one time. And Lucinda never broke stride, just kept on coming to meetings and the whole work. So we appreciate what you've done for us. Enjoyed the friendship and the leadership. And you made our team better. Thank you.